Say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you. Thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chant the introit on the insert.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples.
He spread a cloud for our covering, and fire to give light by night. They asked and he brought quail, and gave them bread from heaven.
To the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Come to me, here, that your soul may live. and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue by singing Psalm 136 through verse 9 in the front of our hymnals, responsibly, whole verse by whole verse.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. Stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We may rise for the singing of the Alleluia in verse.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. They said to him, we have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated as we sing hymn 684.
Into flour, baked into bread, and you eat. Our daily bread is provided by God, who knows that our bodies need to eat. Well, today, we're talking about three types of bread that God gives us. First of all, the bread, the food at our dinner tables for our physical bodies. Secondly, the spiritual bread that we receive in Holy Communion, in the Lord's Supper, for our souls. And thirdly, the bread of heaven, the eternal bread from the Word of God that we will eat forever in the Lamb's banquet and feast in heaven that knows no end. God is the source of all of these three types of bread. So let us begin. In the text in Matthew 14, earthly food for the body, the bread of God for our physical bodies. The gospel lesson today is a continuation of the last couple weeks where all the crowds have been all day with Jesus, sitting in the grass on the hillside as he's teaching them. Jesus had a very busy ministry, caring for thousands of people. And in the midst of being exhausted and worn out, he receives this news. King Herod has killed John the Baptist and beheaded him. This was upsetting to Jesus. John was the greatest of all men who lived. He was the one who prepared the way for the Lord. He was even related to Jesus. Remember John's miraculous birth to Zechariah and Elizabeth in their old age, that he would be the forerunner of the Christ, and Jesus' miraculous birth, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed the womb of Mary, and she bore him as a virgin. Mary and Elizabeth were related in some way. John and Jesus, thus, were related. But now that the forerunner has been killed by wicked Herod, Jesus needs some time to think about this. John is now gone. Jesus' work fully now must begin in earnest. He has to get away. He has to have some alone time. Solitary time with his Father for meditation and prayer. And he has to escape all of these crowds, withdraw out into the mountains somewhere in a desolate place by himself to be alone with his Father. You and I understand this. You need quiet time at least once a day to pray and meditate on God's Word, or you will go crazy. Because life presses on you. If you just go, 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 and you don't take time to stop, meditate on a section of God's Word, and have a time of prayer by yourself in prayer and meditation, your life will be frantic and chaotic. And it was true for Jesus as well. He shares our flesh and blood. All these people are pressing on him. And so he withdraws for time of prayer and meditation. But guess what? He can't escape them. The crowds still find him. They're looking everywhere. They follow on foot. They run and they find him. Even now, he can't get alone. But you notice, Jesus does not drive them away. He doesn't say, "Would you people get out of here and leave me alone?" He does not say that. He had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. The word compassion means to suffer with someone else. He suffered with other people. He hurt for other people. He hurt for the person who was blind, who had leprosy, who couldn't hear, or who was paralyzed. He felt for them, so he healed them, showing that, yes, he shares our flesh and blood, he needs time to rest, but he is also God who can give sight to the blind, remove the leprosy, and enable the paralytic to walk. In compassion, he healed them all. But then it's evening. It's getting late. These crowds have been with him all day, and it's dinner time. And they're hungry. The disciples had the solution. Send them away to the villages to buy something to eat. Jesus knew what he was about to do, so he's testing the apostles. Kind of tongue-in-cheek, really. You give them something to eat. See if you can do it. and they bring to him 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. How in the world are they going to feed all these people? Jesus knows exactly what he's doing. He orders all the crowds to sit down in groups of 50 and 100 on the green grass, to sit down, to relax. And the action that he does is very similar to the institution of Holy Communion in all of the Gospels. He takes the bread, he looks up to heaven, he says a blessing, he breaks it, and he gives it to the disciples to distribute to the people. All of them ate and were satisfied. And there were 12 baskets of leftovers, 1 for each of the 12 apostles. And not only that, it says he fed 5,000 men, plus all the women and the children. So it could have been over 15,000 people that he actually fed. Here our Lord Jesus Christ shows us that he can take whatever he needs to give us our daily bread. You had breakfast this morning, you have lunch when you go home, and you'll have dinner tonight. And around your table you say, "Come Lord Jesus, be our guest." Lord, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. He knows that you have a body. He knows that you need food. He knows that you need water to drink. He provides us with earthly food for our body. And you notice that when Jesus did this miracle, Jesus is not a magic worker. He doesn't do hocus pocus. He doesn't even make a big deal about this. As they're breaking the bread and the fish, it just keeps going out to all the people. And it wasn't until he was done that they realized, wait a minute, where did all this food come from? And they realized a miracle had happened, that he had miraculously provided food for thousands and thousands of people. Jesus took a little bit and fed thousands. The Lord is the one who gives us our daily bread. Thank him at your dinner table as you gather with your family. Thank you, Lord, for this piece of bread, for this piece of fish, whatever it is at your dinner table, and acknowledge him as the giver of your daily bread. But then secondly, Jesus gives us heavenly food for our soul, the food of his body and blood. Now we move on to the other Gospels. This miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, is found in all 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In John chapter 6, we have additional details. First of all, Jesus has to stop them from making him a bread king. They want him to be a bread dispenser to do this for them. But that's not why he did this miracle. He says something very cryptic. Moses gave you the manna in the wilderness. I have fed you this bread. But I am the living bread that came down from heaven. He who eats of me will live forever. Now this is long before Jesus instituted Holy Communion on Maundy Thursday. But he is preparing them for what's going to come in the future. He says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have life in me. For I am the living bread. I am the bread of life. You eat of me and you live forever. Now you know your Bible. You know some of the disciples could not follow him anymore. How can this man be living bread? How can he give us his body to eat and his blood to drink? And many disciples stopped following him. They were aghast at this. Later on, when it came to its fulfillment, and on Maundy Thursday, Jesus would, in the words of institution, say, take and eat, this is my body, take and drink, this is my blood, with the bread and the wine, they would understand Jesus truly is the living bread, the bread of heaven. You see, your soul needs spiritual bread and food. Jesus can give you both earthly and heavenly food. Jesus' name is Yeshua, which is Joshua, which means Savior of the line of David, the royal Messiah. He shares our flesh and our humanity. He is the Christ, which word means Messiah and anointed by the Holy Spirit at his baptism. The Holy Spirit bears witness that he is the Christ. He came first for the people of Israel, Paul's brothers, the Jews, the kinsmen, chosen among all the nations by the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, to be his people from whom the Messiah would come. And the Jews, through the Old Testament, Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, the blessings they had been given, the adoption, the glory, the covenant. Paul talks about the giving of the law, the Ten Commandments, the worship, the temple, the promise, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah, and David. And from their race came Christ, the Messiah. This Jesus, the Jew, this Israelite, who had our human nature, yet without sin, Paul says is also Christ and is God over all, blessed forever. The reason Jesus can give you your earthly bread and the spiritual bread for your souls is because he is true God and true man in one person. The blessings of the heavenly bread, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation can come to you under bread and wine because Christ says it and his word makes it happen. We are justified through the blood of Christ and declared righteous in the sight of God. One of the means by which that forgiveness comes into your life is that you come to this table and receive bread and wine, Christ's body and blood, the heavenly spiritual bread for your souls. And then thirdly, Jesus gives eternal bread. We eat and are satisfied forever and enter into the banquet and feast in heaven that knows no end. You know, all of the bread of this world eventually gets mold all over it, and you throw it outside to feed the birds. Your car eventually will rust. One day, your house itself will collapse, and the universe will be burnt up in a burning heat, and all the stuff of this world will be gone. We need the eternal bread of God to eat and be satisfied into eternity. You know, Isaiah was foretelling our need for that bread this morning in the Old Testament lesson. That we need this eternal bread above all, and we waste our time too much on earthly bread. What did Isaiah say today about our need to eat and to drink? He's pretty blunt. He says, why do you spend money for those things that you don't need? Why do you waste your money on things that do not satisfy you? Why do you pursue and labor for things that are but momentary pleasures? We have to ask ourselves, where our treasure is, there our heart is also. If we only labor for the stuff of this world, it will be gone in a moment of time, and will all be gone on the last day. Therefore, Isaiah is saying, only the Lord can give us eternal bread. The Holy One of Israel. He exalted his true King David, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us an everlasting covenant, who gives us steadfast love, and is the leader and the witness to all the nations, which includes you and me as Gentiles. By God's word, you have an eternal bread and a food that will last into eternity. And the word of the Lord abides forever and will last even in the Lamb's banquet in heaven. And you know what Isaiah compares this to? God's word and the eternal bread from heaven is better than the sweetest water that you drink, the best wine you've ever had, the best milk or the richest food. The menu of God's word surpasses all of that because it's the sweet and eternal word of God that we eat and we inwardly digest through faith. Let us listen diligently to what Christ is saying to us and Isaiah. Let us eat what is good and delight yourselves in the word of God so your soul may live. Did you hear that? So your soul may live. Your body is going to die one day, but your soul will live in eternity as long as you continually ingest, believe, and meditate on the word of God, taken to all the nations. We are called to him, and we run to him. We run to receive that eternal word. We can't wait to receive it. God grant that this Jesus who fed thousands of people with a few loaves of bread and fish will continue to feed us all over the world with the bread of life. And if you think about it, he's doing it every Sunday. There are millions of people today taking Holy Communion. There's a little bit of bread and there's a little bit of wine on this altar and altars all around the world. But through that, he is feeding with a little bit thousands and thousands and millions of people with his body and blood. You see, he continues to feed us the bread of God today, right here and right now. So my friends, rejoice in Jesus, the bread of life. Enjoy the bread around your table this afternoon and thank the Lord for us. Rejoice as you come to the Lord's table to feed on Jesus, the bread of life. And rejoice that in the eternal banquet in heaven, we will gather and eat the bread of God in paradise, in the Lamb's banquet in the feast that will know no end. Thank you, Lord, for my daily bread. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and confess the Nicene Creed, page 158. We stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O God, through the grace of your Holy Spirit, you pour the gifts of love into the hearts of your faithful people. Thank you for the bread of God that feeds our bodies and our souls. Grant us health in mind and body, that we may love you with our whole heart and with our whole strength. Perform those things that are pleasing to you. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, give us grace to trust you during this time of illness and distress. In mercy, put an end to the epidemic that afflicts us. Grant relief to those who suffer, comfort for all that mourn. Sustain all medical personnel in their labors, and cause your people to ever serve you in righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy. Grant healing and strength for those that we name in our hearts and those we name here in this place. For Jesus, you healed many as physician of soul and body. Be with and grant healing to Karen Ladisaw, Kermit Seltzer, Cammie Parnell and Fred Miller, Joan Newman, Roxanne D.B. Stevenson, Linda Fillmore Seltzer and Jill Tarver, Marcia Buckmaster, Ellen Blyton and Steve Favors, Glenn Repke, Leora Newell, Teresa Webster, and Candy Darmody. Lord, your mercy. Continue to bless the work of our church, Early Child Care Center, Sunshine Camp, and K-12 campus ministry, and ESL, the summer and in the fall. We thank you, O Lord, that you pour out your joy and blessing upon this gospel work. And we ask that you would bring many people to know Christ through the gospel work by the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for our daily bread, O Lord, and for the rain that provides the crops that we eat. Provide rain in the midst of dry times. And grant, O Lord, that as you provide rain and our daily bread, we would give you thanks for it each day. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of our land, that we may be at peace among ourselves and a blessing to all the nations of the earth. May they be trustworthy leaders, contribute to wise decisions for the general welfare, that they serve you faithfully in our generation. For those who defend our freedoms, we give you thanks. Alex Laffin, Courtney Tate, Emily Shelton, Danny Green, Charles Gaither, Kevin Stevenson, Mike Gobble, Ricardo Batanga, and Doug Jupe. Lord, in your mercy. In holy baptism, O Lord, you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. In baptism, we come in true humility in the likeness of your Son. In lowliness, be made partakers of the gifts of your grace. So this week, especially bless Kale Almgren, Carol Cheekwood, David Fasco, Lindy Shem, Edward Ward, John Brown, Mary Cheekwood, Sue Favors, and Pastor Aaron Uphoff. Lord, in your mercy. We grant, O Lord, that you would watch over all of the servants that serve you as husbands and wives in their marriages, especially this week, David and Beverly Huntley, Lupe and Linda Sepulveda, Todd and Casey Kennard, and Derek and Claire Hartman. Lord, in your mercy. Grant, O Lord, that as we carry out your work in our synod and congregation, whether it be evangelism, education, administration, or proclaiming the gospel, these works would be well-pleasing to you and bear fruit in your kingdom. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. As the organist plays the voluntary, please fill out the ritual friendship pad to place in the basket as you leave, along with your offerings at the door. As we prepare the elements for communion during the voluntary, you may be seated. Continue page 159, we sing the canticle which shall render to the Lord. We stand to sing.
Thank you.
up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
and body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting, heart and grace.
Canticle Thank the Lord, page 164, we stand to sing.
Thank you.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.